Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for January 21st, 2013.
Who let the dogs out?
Encrypted news? Who let the dogs out? Well, the Finding Bigfoot crew, that's who. The show will be filming in the Tyler, Texas area of East Texas very soon, and will be using dogs to aid in their help of finding Bigfoot. The provider of the dogs, Universal Canine, states that if Bigfoot does exist in the area that they will be searching, the dogs will find it. The dogs are supposedly being trained to find Bigfoot in the 2,900-plus acre Mineola Nature Preserve near Tyler. No word on when the episode will air or if the dogs are also being trained to overreact when they hear or see things that have no relevance to Bigfoot. And speaking of dogs, at least 8 dogs have been brutally attacked by as yet an unknown creature in the area of Neosho, Missouri. So far, 2 dogs have been found dead, but many have been discovered with deep claw marks. Local experts feel this is a coyote. Unfortunately, coyotes don't hunt with their claws, and my guess is on a cougar. Of course, wildlife officials in Missouri would never admit a cougar is residing in their state. Authorities also state there is nothing they can do since no evidence exists for any type of dangerous or exotic animal as the cause. I guess other than the half-mutilated animals. Game cameras have been set up to hopefully find the creature responsible so that authorities will actually do something to help other dogs or potentially people from being attacked. A new Russian resort located in the Shore Mountain area of Karimovo in southern Siberia is offering its guests a chance to ski and a prize for finding Yeti. The new resort is boasting a prize of 1 million Russian rubles to the person who can find a Yeti. Well, don't get all excited, that's only about $3,300. The prize, however, is being put up by the region's governor. It seems this resort will also house a museum and will be a location for future conferences on Yeti. The man behind the new park not only claims to have seen a Yeti on a number of instances, he also claims he feels they are of extraterrestrial origin. He states this since not only do Yetis seem to materialize and disappear suddenly, but they can walk on water and their hair is luminous at night. And in other news, I have put together a calendar for conferences, conventions, and other paranormal gatherings. However, to date, I only have 14 major events here in the U.S., so if you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. And to see my full list of events, be sure to visit paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday and Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you in the chat room. And I'll see you next week. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.